from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Well, preview training camp gets underway Wednesday at St. John Fisher University, the Buffalo Bills. Also, Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, Batavia Daily News stopping by the Sports Bar now. Mafia Con. Brasky, you were in attendance. Tell me a little bit about what went down here at this inaugural event.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Good to talk to you. Good to have training camp upon us here in your city, the Flower City. But yeah, MafiaCon, great event in the city of Buffalo, hosted by 26 Shirts and Wester, also Total Sports out there participating as well. Del Reed really headed everything up, and Bills players, Bills fans filing into the Western New York Heroes Event Center on East Delavan, and really a great event. Got a little hot in there. It was a hot day on Saturday, and a lot of people packed into one spot, but it was all for a good cause. All the proceeds went to the Punt Pediatric Collaborative, so it was really, really a nice event put together by Wester and 26 Shirts, and happy to be a part of it. Talked some Bills, gave our 53-man roster projection to I and A.J. Cebulski, my coworker at the Batavia Daily News, on the Right Here, Right Now podcast, so a productive day on Saturday, and a great way to ring in the new year, as Gene told me when he called me for this interview.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Alex, your summer's over, mine's over, but for football fans, this is it is like Christmas. Alex, and I did see that you and Alex somehow came up with the same 53. When you're going over the exercise, you're getting down to the end there. What were the biggest question marks here? It's fun to kind of compare entering camp when you're leaving camp, how close you got it. But were there any difficult decisions when you're going through the exercise coming up with the 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think the most difficult thing for me to decide was how many wide receivers are they going to keep. I think this year could call for 7 wide receivers. Typically, you see the Bills keep 6, but with the transition at the wide receiver position and without that bona fide number one target, looking to kind of spread the ball around and do it by committee this year, I think there's a chance that they might keep 7 wide receivers. I did project 6 with Chase Claypool pulling off that final spot. You have Shakir, Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman, Matt Collins, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who I view as roster locks heading into training camp. Really 1, maybe 2 spots left up for grabs. If they do keep 7, I think KJ Hamler sneaks in there due to his return ability. It was also difficult to project the back end of the secondary at cornerback. You have guys like Jamarcus Ingram, Cam Lewis, Daquan Hardy, I wonder if all three of those guys will make it. It seems like Cam Lewis will, but whether or not they'll keep Jamarcus Ingram and Daquan Hardy. I usually see them cut Reed Ferguson during training camp and then welcome him back after someone's placed on the IR. They do some final decision-making. So a few tough decisions, but primarily cut and dry this year. I think a lot of the positions on the Bills roster have been decided, particularly the starting roles. You look at the team as a team in transition, but with so many players at the top of the depth chart coming back, I think expectations are still high for this group.
You know, Alex, since you brought up KJ Hamler and him potentially making a roster spot for himself with his return ability, is there anybody else on the roster, on the current roster before cut down roster, before the final 53, that you think benefits from the new special teams rules, the new kickoff rules, the idea that the kickoff is going to look like something NFL fans have never seen unless they happen to watch the XFL, and how that might project into who could make this team, who has a special kind of skill set that could help in that phase of the game?
Yeah, Hamler definitely stands out to me as that player. I think he hasn't done a lot of returning in the pros. I think maybe a handful of returns with the Broncos years ago, but he did do it in college with Penn State, returned punts and kicks. So definitely some experience there, albeit a few years ago. I think he benefits from the new rule. Like I said, I think if they keep seven receivers, it will be because they want him to stick around because of what he can do on special teams. And I already mentioned Daquan Hardy at the cornerback position, an undersized player, probably on the outside looking in terms of a role on defense. I don't see much of a role for him there. Maybe a backup to Taron Johnson at the nickel corner spot, but at the same time, they have Cam Lewis, who they like in that role. So maybe Daquan Hardy benefits from that as well. He's got some return experience, primarily doing punt returns, but maybe we see him sneak in there for the competition for kick returner as well.
We're talking to Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. You can also catch him on other platforms as well, the Right Here, Right Now podcast. And if you're in Wegmans, pick up an issue of Bills Digest. Alex will certainly be covering a lot of Buffalo Bills football on different platforms. Alex, what's our expectation for Von Miller? Honestly, this is, like, as far as storylines, I'm looking into the future on Wednesday, and are we seeing Von out there? And the first, well, okay, we're back to normal. Are they going to bring him along slowly? And even if he is out there, I don't know what to expect because, look, he did the right thing by taking less money, but to me, if they get anything out of Von Miller this year, that would benefit, go a long way on this defensive line.
Yeah, I think it's really an unknown what to expect from Von Miller this year. The results are kind of wide-ranging, expected results. Some expecting him to do nothing as he did last year. Some expecting him to return to somewhat of his form of yesteryear. But I think it's tough to project entering the season. I think if you were to ask me, he's going to participate in really a pass-rushing specialist role, maybe a bit beyond that. I think you'll see Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epineza out there as the primary pass rushers for this team, and then Von Miller mixing in as the number three option. I think that's he's best suited for that type of role at this point in his career, and especially early on in this season as he's trying to reclaim that form. I think maybe taking baby steps with him and trying to urge him to get there. But, yeah, I think it's tough to project what you are going to see from Von Miller. I think somewhere between 5 and 8 sacks, if he gets anywhere in that range, I think you're relatively happy, especially considering the zero that he was a season ago. But you're going to have to start seeing some signs from him early in training camp during the preseason when he's out there if he does participate. This is an important offseason and preseason for Von Miller trying to reclaim that form. So I think you're either going to see signs of it or not signs of it over the next few weeks here at training camp.
Alex, you've had the chance throughout the course of the offseason kind of take in some of the offseason team activities. And let's face it, a few years ago, nobody had Christian Benford showing up to St. John Fisher and making a name for himself. And now going into this camp is your CB1. Is there a player on this roster that nobody is talking about that we will be talking about even more so a week from today, let's say?
Yeah, you have Christian Benford. He's really been talked about quite a bit during this offseason. Damar Hamlin received a bit of conversation during this offseason just with him coming along during OTAs and minicamp. So maybe him a little bit underrated going into camp, but I'm really excited about Dwayne Carter. I know the Bills using that mid-round draft pick on him certainly points toward him having a contributing role. He seems well beyond his years in terms of maturity, and I think he can really become a contributor, and they want him to become an immediate contributor on this team. You have Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones at the top of that position on the depth chart, but you're really looking for that depth behind those two to fill out better than it did last year. Jordan Phillips and Tim Settle really disappointing, and you're looking for more from that position this year with the way the Bills rotate their defensive tackles. I think Dwayne Carter, as training camp kicks up here, I think he's going to be more and more talked about as a rookie that's going to burst on the scene.
Of these positions, Alex Baraski, right off the top, you mentioned how a wide receiver you'll be paying attention to. And, if there is something that becomes available later in camp by free agency or trade, Brandon Bean does have just a little bit of room, I suppose. But is there one position on this team right now? Maybe the answer is wide receiver. Maybe it's somewhere on the defense here, but is there one position right now that you might be a little concerned about, Alex?
I'd like them to add an edge rusher. I'd like to see, in addition there, you have that money left over from the post-June 1st release of Tre'Davious White, and that's the biggest question mark, I think, for me entering this season, is how is this group of edge rushers going to produce? I talked about Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epineza, two players who I think are going to be at the top of that position group this year. Rousseau, a disappointing season last year, dealt with some injuries, got out-sacked by Epineza while Epineza played 20% fewer of the snaps on average than Rousseau. So Epineza trending, I think, in the right direction, while Rousseau is kind of flatlined here after a solid start to his career. A lot expected out of those two. But I think beyond those two, it's even bigger of a question mark. You have Von Miller, who, like I said, is zero last year. Dwayne Smoot, a 4-5 sack guy in his past, but coming off some injuries, really unknown what to expect from him this year. And then you have Javon Solomon, who led the nation last year collegiately in sacks, but what is he going to do with the pro level? So I think beyond Rousseau and Epineza, and even with those two, there's some questions. You really don't know what to expect from this group. And I think adding a veteran player, as you saw the Dolphins lose one of their veteran edge rushers and immediately go to the free agent market, I think that's something the Bills might want to pursue here as training camp goes along.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I want to go back to a name you mentioned kind of in passing as far as a guy who was receiving some talk this offseason. And that's Damar Hamlin. Did he make your final 53, Alex? Do you see any way where Damar Hamlin isn't a part of this roster when cut-down day comes?
I don't. The way that he performed this offseason and with the inexperience at that position, he came in as our fourth safety behind who we expect to be the starters, Taylor Rapp and Mike Edwards. You also have the draft pick, Cole Bishop, who a lot are expecting to challenge for a starting job, whether it be in training camp or as the season progresses. But I think DeMar Hamlin is your safety valve here in terms of the experience at the position. I'm not sure he's as much of a safety valve in terms of what you can rely on him in terms of his on-field production, given what we saw from him last year. But just knowing this system and being a sounding board for these players that are relatively new, like a Taylor Rapp just experiencing 1 year in the system, Mike Edwards coming over from free agency, Cole Bishop his rookie season. I think having Hamlin there is valuable for this safety unit, and I think Coach Sean McDermott also looks at it as valuable, just knowing how much importance he puts on his safeties in this defensive system and how much the safeties have meant to this team over the years. You look at Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and how they really came on under McDermott's tutelage, and I think having Hamlin there, someone who knows the system like the back of his hand, I think his position is relatively locked up. The only way I could see him not making the roster is if Dee Delaney really has a great training camp in preseason and somehow outdoes him for that fourth spot.
So, Alex, you have four safeties on your final 53 then?
That's correct. Could I wrap Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, DeMar Hamlin?
Now, I don't want to push back on what you're saying a little bit, but I'll hear what you're saying, but wouldn't the fourth guy be somebody that can not only play that position but also can play other positions? They love their versatility. Is there a case to be made that Cam Lewis would make this team before DeMar Hamlin would?
We also kept Cam Lewis. We classified him as a cornerback in our final 53, so a little bit of discrepancy there depending on who you're talking to, putting together these final 53-man rosters. But, yeah, I think Cam Lewis's versatility, I think, also opens the door maybe a little bit further for DeMar Hamlin to make this roster.
Alex, are there any other day one storylines? I'm going to offer up one here. For us that haven't covered the mini camps or anything else, I want to see how Bobby Babbage kind of runs things as the defensive coordinator. I mean, he's always been kind of a presence, so how much of a storyline do you think that is, and what other things should we be paying attention to coming up Wednesday?
Yeah, I think he and Joe Brady, I know Joe Brady might not be as new or as inexperienced in this role as Babbage will be, but I think paying attention to both of these coordinators is something I'll do throughout training camp and the preseason. It'll be interesting to see if Sean McDermott relinquishes play calling duties on the defensive side of the ball and if Babbage will assume those duties or not. I think that has yet to be decided, even though McDermott hasn't divulged that information. Sometimes you make that decision behind closed doors and you wait to reveal it. I think they're truly waiting to make that decision and see if Babbage is comfortable in that role during training camp, during some preseason games. So I think that's really when you'll be wanting to keep a close eye on that once the preseason games start and once you see Babbage out there with the headset on, interacting with his players during a game situation. But, yeah, that's one of the top storylines for me. I think entering camp, like I said, a lot of these starting positions and really a lot of these positions on the roster have already been decided. I think something that's been undecided is how Babbage will fare in that role and how this team will work under Joe Brady, having a full off season to install his offense and how they'll fully transition into his kind of identity on that side of the ball.
Alex, I'm curious. I mean, we'll watch practice and, you know, we'll take away what we can take away from it, the players who make plays, the players who don't make plays. But the thing I'm going to be paying attention to is who's bringing the juice that we kind of saw year in and year out with Steph Diggs at camp. And will Josh Allen be a guy who brings some of that juice? Will Josh Allen be a guy who gets on his receivers if they don't make a play or if something doesn't go his way? Do you think that that's in his DNA? Do you think we'll see that on display at all here during their time at Fisher?
Yeah, I'm glad you bring this up. This is something I've been thinking a lot about this offseason, where the leadership and what you term the juice is going to come from this season. And I think it starts with those two coordinators, Joe Brady and Bobby Babbage. Those two have been widely discussed by many players as the most energetic coaches that they've ever played for. But if you look in terms of the Bills roster, yeah, I think Josh Allen is going to take a step forward in terms of his vocal leadership on the field, having some veterans that were here even before he was drafted to the Bills and having them part ways with the team, whether it be release or the trade of Stephon Diggs. That opens the door for Josh Allen to really spread his wings in that regard. But I also think you'll see some new faces take on that energetic role, namely Mac Hollins at the wide receiver position. He's really an interesting character. You'll see him walking around barefoot more often than not at training camp. And just the energy that he brought during OTAs and minicamp was something to behold. You could hear him from probably East Aurora, the way that he was acting at training camp. But, yeah, I think he'll bring the juice. You have Josh Allen obviously coming back in a newfound, maybe not newfound, but an increased leadership role. And another under-the-radar player, look for Zach Davidson, the tight end, a great personality, great dance moves after touchdowns, somebody else who really brings the energy on the practice field.
Alex, we had a celebrity sighting in your hometown. So in Buffalo on Saturday night, a Good Morning Football's Kyle Brandt throwing out the first pitch, but then he's not flying back, he's driving back. And of course, if you're driving back, you're going to take the throughway. And hey, you got to make a stop, you're stopping in Batavia. There he was at the Target in Batavia. Is that like the biggest celebrity that's come through in some time here, Alex?
Maybe this summer, yeah. But, Gene, by no means are we peasants here in Batavia. We get our fair share of big names coming.
I love how Gene asks this question as if Rochester is somebody that should be looking down on anybody.
Right. I heard that in the open of your show today, and I was like, wow, Gene, you really think that little of us here in Batavia that we're going to get excited
about?
Not at all.
It's got to be kind of cool.
Here's how you answer the question. This is definitely the biggest celebrity sighting we've had since Gene Battaglia called Batavia Blue Devils High School football in the 2022 season.
Absolutely. We're still waiting for his return, and maybe we can get him out to the great sites here in Batavia. We have Target, Chipotle. It sounds like Kyle Brandt really took in the sights here.
Yeah, look, Vandetta Stadium. It's one of the best in Section 5.
It really is.
It is really a nice stadium.
It is beautiful.
Oh, the best.
Alex, gosh, on all your platforms, and everybody is hungry for Bills content, tell everybody what they can go check out is where you have the lead up here to Wednesday.
You can follow me on X at Alex Brasky, also the Batavia Daily News at thedailynewsonline.com. That's our website. All of our Bills content, myself and AJ, we're going to be producing it fast and furious over the next several weeks and months, so be sure to check that out. Also, Bills Digest, we've released our training camp preview edition. Really the most work I've put into a Bills Digest edition since I took over before last training camp. A lot of information in there, a lot of writing over these past few months to get us ready for training camp. So be sure to subscribe, or like you said, Gene, pick it up at Wegmans. Also the Right Here, Right Now podcast, and we'll have plenty of those coming out throughout training camp. So appreciate you letting me plug all that stuff.
Alex, appreciate you stopping by the sports bar today. We'll see you at the media cafeteria. We'll share a turkey burger on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, boys. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks, Alex.
There he is, Alex Brasky. You can read his work at the Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, the Right Here, Right Now podcast.
Is the 53 a tough exercise? Maybe we'll tackle that tomorrow. But I have this thought, and I'll drink to that. I'm not as high on DeMar Hamlin. I see you smiling. I think he's a question mark to make this team.
I know. It's so funny. It's such a cold, cold business, isn't it? I mean, like, you think about everything that this guy has been through and everything, you know, like, he's somebody that's viewed, I'm sure, as a leader, not just in that locker room, but in the community. And we're going to have the conversation about whether or not he belongs on the final 53. And I think it's a fair conversation to have.
We have to do this in the context of these are real men with real families. Yeah, cut them. It is got to be, for any coach, the toughest part of any profession.
The good news is, if you're DeMar Hamlin, I think you're no longer just defined as a football player. Like, you have more, you have a higher calling at this point in your life and career, where if the worst thing were to happen to you is that you're getting released by the Buffalo Bills on cutdown day, you've still got a very, very bright future ahead of you in terms of how you can impact people's lives.
If he doesn't make it, that's a big story, right? Like, that's a news story.
It's
that's
a story.
Not, like, that's a story, like, you know, on your favorite news outlet. Like, oh, remember this guy? Yeah, he's now not a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, it's definitely a story. We'll also, this weekend, I don't know if you saw, there was a couple of basketball games that I think were of note this weekend. One was the WNBA All-Stars beating Team USA. I kind of like that. The other was the almost loss to South Sudan. And I'm sure a lot of people are like, South Sudan? What? How did Team USA almost lose to South Sudan? I'll explain.
To be confused with North Sudan? Yeah, what are we doing?
Just like, what? Okay. These Olympic tune-ups have everybody kind of scratching their head. We'll get to that along with Dan Fates from 13 Wham Sports, BuffaloPlus.com. He'll stop by at 425. We have time for your calls as well at 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.